Good morning, James. You're here with us today to speak about your latest album. It's called Green.
Yes, Green indeed. It's the title of the album and one of the songs too. It's about, how shall I put it, climate and environment and how we look after it, or rather don't look after it at all.
This album is already a gold in only 2 weeks. You must be very happy.
Yes, yes, I am actually. It, you know, sells rather well. It seems climate and environment are sort of blockbusters now.
Talking about environment, James, what do you drive?
Drive? Oh, you must know, I'm really fond of sports cars. I have a Ferrari Enzo, which I'm very proud of, because it's really an extraordinary car, but I don't drive it much, really. The roads here in Sussex are not very good, you see. Usually I drive my new Hummer. It's quite good too, though it's very different, of course.
It does use more fuel than an ordinary car, though, doesn't it?
Well, it does use some fuel, yes. About 12 miles per gallon. But that's not more than the Ferrari, you know. And when I've got to go somewhere far, I've got my own plane. So I try not to drive my car too much. I think people should try to avoid driving too much.
Oh, I see. Now, James, shops in the UK are not giving any free plastic shopping bags anymore. What do you think of that?
Really? Well, I don't do much shopping, you see, and when I do, I don't mind buying the shopping bags. But yes, I think on the whole, it's a good idea for the environment. Plastic takes such a long time to decompose in, how do you call them?
Landfill.
Yes, that's it. So I'm pretty supportive of this idea.
Do you support many other ideas in favour of the environment?
Well, I think people waste too much, and this is particularly true in Britain. I think we should sort out our rubbish more and buy environmentally friendly labels.
Like?
Oh, I don't know. As I told you, I don't do my own shopping. I'm lucky enough to have someone to do that for me. But, I mean, there must be some labels that are, better for the environment. Washing powders, for instance.
I take it that you also have a cook, don't you? Do you ask her to buy organic products?
Organic? I must confess, I don't know. But she always does her shopping in very good shops. So I suppose everything is very healthy. I'm not really worried about that, really.
Healthy for you does not necessarily mean good for the environment.
How can a lobster or oysters be bad for the environment?
Well, indeed. Now, James, what about your rubbish?
My rubbish?
Yes, do you sort it out?
Well, as I told you, I think we should really sort out our rubbish. But as a matter of fact, there's really no way I could sort it out myself. But if I had more time, I would. And I would like to do a lot more for the environment, like...
singing another song, perhaps?
Yes, why not? I could sing something about animals, couldn't I?
Yes, you certainly could. Thank you, James, for being with us today. I think our viewers understand what you meant in Green far much better now.